Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of One Dad, Seven Lives with me, Mr. Funk. I will be your host for this episode today. Now, what I want to go ahead and talk about is something that my kids were kind of asking me about. Just generally over the last few days, and it's regrets. My kids were kind of talking about, you know, they don't want to do this or they don't want to do that, and what if they miss out on such and such a thing, and what if they miss out on such and such if they don't do it, and they might not get to do it again, and different things like that. And the one thing I said to my kids is, you should never regret not doing something. You know, the only thing that I have regret for was the fact that my old man never got to meet them and never got to kind of see them or talk to them or anything like that, because he passed away before they were born, unfortunately. And it is what it is, you know. It's unfortunate, and like I said, I regret that he never got to meet them, but it is life. But I don't regret not having done things. I don't regret not having happened in my life. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but like, not having what am I trying to say? Like, not having to do certain things or not having done certain things, I don't regret that as a thing. Like, if it didn't happen, it wasn't meant to happen. Like, that is the way it is. Like, it's not that deep. It's not like you should be sitting there going, oh my god, I didn't get to do this or I didn't get to do that, and this thing didn't work for me and that thing didn't work for me, and what am I going to do because I haven't done this or I haven't done that. Like, life happens, and there's going to be plenty of things that you miss out on throughout life. There are going to be plenty of things that you don't do. There's going to be, you know, that girl that you didn't talk to. There's going to be that person that you wanted to say hello to that you didn't say hello to. Like, these things are absolutely going to happen, and in no way should you ever regret that stuff, because these decisions, whether you make them or you let them pass you by, are the decisions that get you to where you are in life. They are what makes you who you are. You become that, the person that you are, based on what you have done and what is your past, whether it's a decision that you made or a decision that you didn't make. And whether you see that as a positive or a negative, that's completely up to you, of course. But for me, I don't see that as a negative or something that I should hark back to and be like, oh, I wish I had. Because all that you're going to do is you're going to live in the past. You're going to live in things that have happened rather than things that are happening or will happen. And I am someone who lives very much in the present. You know, I look toward the future, but I live in the present. And I don't think that it's a smart idea to live in the past, because those things that have happened are things that shaped you. They are not things that will shape you. You need to look forward into what is coming, not what has been. And it's very much a case of where you are going, the journey, the road in front of you is the most important thing. You know, if you're living in the past, you're gonna miss the moments that you need to pay attention to. Like, for myself, if I was harking back to the past and living in the past on things that had happened, then I would miss the time with my kids. I would miss the things that I've been able to do with my kids. I would miss the things that I've been able to do in life generally, because I have looked back and not paid attention to what's coming and the opportunities that are in front of me. And I think that's the problem with a lot of things that are going on, is people are quite willing to allow their life to pass them by and look at the past rather than the future. And it's not the way that you want to live your life, because all that's going to happen is that you are going to that will drive you to regret. And that is certainly not something that you want to do, because once you start living with one regret, you miss something that's happened, and then you live with another one, and then you have another one and another one, and before you know it, you're not gonna have a life to live. You're not gonna have a thing to go ahead and do. You're gonna be a 65-year-old man sitting in his rocking chair wondering what happened to your life. And then you're gonna realize that what happened to your life was quite simply the fact that you decided to live in the past and live with look at the regrets that you had rather than the future that you had. And the things that you have in front of you are certainly much more special and much more relevant to you. You know, the current situation that you're in is much more relevant than the past, because the past is never going to change. You're never going to change it. You're never going to be able to adjust, or basically, you're never going to be able to do anything with the past. The past is what it is. It has been done. You know, it's finished. It has passed you. You know, and if you allow it to be something that you are dwelling on, then it will continue to pass you. It will continue to be your past. You will have no future. You will continue to just be a bitter person who is always living with regret, because nothing will ever satisfy you. You will miss one thing and regret it, and miss something else and regret that, and continue further and further missing things to the point where you will no longer have anything to look at beyond where you are and where you were. And this is the problem with a lot of people. A lot of people have this mentality of, well, I can, therefore I will. And yes, that's a great mentality to have in regards to things that you are going to do, but it's not a great mentality in regards to things that you have done. If you continue living your life like that, then you will continue to live your life as a sad human being. And I certainly don't think that anyone wants to live their life like that. I certainly don't want to think that, I don't think that anyone wants to continue their existence as it is, because all that will happen is that you will end up a bitter, bitter old person. And I don't know about you, but yeah, I like to get on here and rant and rave and say my piece and do my thing, but I certainly don't want to grow up and evolve into just a bitter old human. Like that's just a sad, sad life. Like, I don't understand how you can want to live your life like that, or even have a sort of existence like that, because all you're gonna do is you're just gonna make yourself miserable. Like, do you understand that? Like, you can have regrets, certainly, but I oh sorry, what I meant to say was, you can also, just to put a finer point on this, you can be someone who lives without regrets, without being an asshole about it. Because what you don't want to do, and certainly I see this quite a lot, is people going, "Well, I don't regret anything," but they're just a total dickhead about it. And there's a difference between living without regrets and just being a total dickhead. And you certainly don't want to be a dickhead. Like, that's the only thing I can really say on that, is you just don't want your life to be that, because if that's your life, then you're gonna have a sad existence. Because especially if you're living that "I don't regret anything" life, people are gonna do their best to avoid you. People are gonna do their best to not have anything to do with you. Certainly, absolutely 100% agree that you should live life to the maximum, and you should live life without regret. Just don't be a dick about it. Just don't force it down other people's throats. Don't be one of those assholes that's like, "Nah, I don't regret saying that." Like, if you said some shit and you hurt someone or you offended someone, yeah, fucking apologize. Don't be a total knob. But at the same time, don't be fucking dwelling on the past. Don't live your life like it's fucking, I don't know. Just don't live your life like you're fucking trapped in a cage of your past decisions and your past regrets, because you will absolutely without a doubt end up hurting yourself more in the long run. And please, just do what you need to do to make yourself right. Anyway, guys, I'm just gonna let it go at that one. I do thank everyone for being here with me. Certainly, if you do like what you hear, I do have other episodes available. Certainly, please do, go ahead and come over to Twitter and let me know what you thought, or leave a comment or a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the video on YouTube. Let me know what you thought, what your thoughts are, and we'll see where we go with it. Thank you everybody for listening and for being here today. I do thank y'all for joining me for this one, and y'all have a good day. Cheers.